Hey church, Tanner here. I hope these extra podcasts for the past 21 days have been so beneficial for you to focus your heart and mind on God every single day. We want to continue to help you do that throughout this entire year in a new podcast we're calling Gospel Fuel. Each week we'll have episodes helping you focus your desire for God. We hope you'll go subscribe to our new podcast, Gospel Fuel.
Welcome to our final day in this 21 days of prayer and fasting. Today is Saturday, January 25th. It is day 21. And I trust that these 21 days, this three-week journey, where we've given greater attention to prayer and fasting in some various ways, has been helpful in providing you a launching pad each day, a starting place, so to speak, just to kind of get your attention focused on a specific part of the word, and then a specific prayer request. And then that has perhaps emboldened you to give greater attention on that day to some prayer and fasting. I trust you've experimented and experienced the blessings of various ways to fast, even various lengths of fasts. I pray all those have been things that you've seen take root in your life and then bear fruit in your life. As we together have walked through 21 days of prayer and fasting. So we're just praying that God will bring fruit from this both individually and corporately. And today as we close, we're going to close with one of the final verses in 2 Thessalonians. It is verse 16 of chapter 3. And what a fitting way to end our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Here Paul says, as he closes his book to the Thessalonians, he says, "May the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way." A beautiful phrase in which we find that what Paul is praying is that God, the Lord, will just continue to reveal and give more of himself, so to speak, to these Christians so that in every way, at all times, they know the Lord more intimately, more fully, and then the peace they're needing is actually an experience of knowing the Lord more deeply and fully, because he is the Lord of peace, and he'll give himself, that's who he is, to these people always in every way. And so I'm going to pray that God will do this in our midst and do this among you in my life, in your life, that he will himself give us peace always in every way. And I think this is really kind of tied into, and it kind of mirrors Paul's heart in Philippians 3, where he talked about knowing Christ more fully and sharing in his sufferings and just, you know, that I may know Christ. And this is much of the same kind of prayer, that the Lord of peace himself will give us peace always in every way. And so the peace that you're needing today is from the Lord. And can I even say this? The peace you're needing today is the Lord. And so I'm going to pray, and you pray with me all day today, that God will reveal more and more of himself to us, draw us deeper into relationship with himself, and a natural consequence of this is that we will know greater peace because we know the Prince of Peace. Pray with me, would you? Oh, Heavenly Father, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, we thank you for the privilege of praying, of bringing our needs and coming to your throne boldly and approaching you with all of our cares and casting them on you. Lord, in these kinds of times, we need your peace. And without apology, we would say we need you. You are the Lord of peace. And so, Lord, in this day today, as we wrap up our 21-day journey, would you reveal and give and draw us into a deeper relationship with you. Help us know your peace more intimately because we know you more intimately. Help us experience and sense your peace in situations that are stressful or discouraging or confusing. May our faith in you rise, may our confidence in you increase, and as a result, may our peace from you deepen. Lord, thank you that we do have peace with you through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we have your peace in us. We have the peace of you because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so through your Holy Spirit, bring peace to our hearts, bring peace to our minds, peace to our lives. bring us closer and closer into relationship with you, so we know your heart, your will, and your ways and your purposes. And Lord, I pray that would then overwhelm us and blanket us with peace. Thank you so much for the peace you give. May it soothe our hearts, comfort us, and be the guiding factor in all of our decisions. I pray that your peace would rule in our hearts. To this we pray today, together as one body and as individuals, in the name of Christ. Amen.